Hello and welcome to the 18, maybe 17, maybe 16 minute Vox Pop. Appreciate your being here. It's WMC's live daily afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Shartok. This is a special shortened edition of the show, as you know. As you heard, President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke to reporters after spending much of the day together. Their schedule included private talks and a roundtable on women in the workplace. The leaders were also expected to talk about NAFTA. Hundreds of billions of dollars of trade pass between Canada and U.S. each year, $540 billion in 2015 alone, yet Trump has called the North American Free Trade Agreement the worst trade deal ever and threatened to rip up or at least negotiate it. NAFTA took effect in 1994 between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Also, Trudeau has been open to resettling refugees in this country, while Trump has taken steps to halt that process in the U.S. So what did you hear from today's press conference? What are your thoughts? Your chances of getting in right now are 100%. What are your thoughts about the U.S.-Canadian relations under a Trump administration? Give us a call. The number is 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Now, while you may have been listening to this, I was speaking to a delegation of South Korean anti-corruption fighters who were here. So you probably know more about what went on in this press conference than I do. The number again is 1-800-348-2551. So here's what I come away with from the little I heard or what I can get. Trudeau, of course, is a lot more like many Americans than you know, the stripe of people I hang around with than Trump is. But obviously, he has to get along with them. And Trump has a pretty big stick to be able to wield over the Canadians. In other words, there are all of the automobile places and everything else that Trump can, in fact, threaten implicitly without using threats to take away. So from everything we hear or we have seen, Canadians are scared. They're scared that this good relationship they have on trade will disappear. And so there comes a necessity for Trump and Trudeau, the two T's, to get together here and create a working relationship. It's interesting. It's always interesting for me when watching a Trump press conference to watch his countenance, to watch his face. And I know that people are lining up, Joe, to get on the air. We're going to take those calls in just a second. So, Zach, as usual, it's there but not here. So whatever else we need to know. Anyway, we'll go now to Kathy in Seward, New York. All right, Kathy, you're on. Go ahead, Kath. Are you there, Kathy? I don't hear a thing, and I don't know why. Kathy, are you there? No. Huh. Something isn't quite right here. Hey, Joe, is line number one okay? Hello, Joe. Okay, let's go. Hello? Okay, we're going to hang that up. Sorry, Kathy, if you... is that Mike? Is it Mike there? Mike, are you there? Okay, well, then we're going to go to Kathy in Seward. Kathy, are you there?
Hello, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy, go ahead. What do you got? Bring it.
Well, I thought that they were, like, really speaking the same language today at the press conference.
So they
just seem to agree on everything.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can be pretty sure that's the approach that they would take. But were there any hints that you heard that there might be something in paradise that wasn't quite right?
More from the questions than what they said, you know, and it was basically on the immigration thing. You know, and the fact that, you know, people are coming from Mexico and going all the way up to Canada. these days. We're coming out of the U.S. and going across Manitoba to Canada, you know, in the crazy cold. Just today they said there were people they had to save, you know, there. And, you know, I just think that it's an issue that, you know, they may have to deal with very carefully soon.
Well, yes, and I think it's probably upon them right now. So when you don't know what to do, you appoint a committee. And obviously that's what's happening. You know, they're going to say, okay, we're going to work.
I didn't hear anything about an immigration committee.
No, but you
I
did.
I heard about the committee for, you know, right. women in the workplace.
Right. What do you think that's all about?
Ivanka? You know, she, you know, I mean, he just got in all that trouble for, you know, having spoken badly against, what's that, Texas department store that dropped her line of clothing. And, you know, I heard also earlier in commentary that he's got a lot of investments in a lot of banks in Canada. Not that he doesn't have them here, but it was just, you know, getting female entrepreneurs funded and accepted and equalized and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, Kathy, thanks for your call. Appreciate it very much.
All right. You have a good one.
You too.
Watch out.
Okay, so, and that, I'll just read one letter that came in and said, from Gina, who says, Trump seemed stunned when Trudeau spoke French. Trudeau sounded so much like a leader. I'm embarrassed for our country, says Gina. Okay, we'll go to Mike in Poughkeepsie. Mike in Poughkeepsie, you're on. 1-800-348-2551. Go, Mike.
Hi, Alan. I just want to say I love the show. I listen to it every day while I'm driving for my job.
Great.
I just wanted to, you know, pick your brain about something. You know, I've noticed Trudeau and Trump, they both spent a lot of time talking about being for the average American worker. Like, you know, my parents were middle class their entire lives. But when Trudeau came into office, he filled his cabinet with people that really represented the heart of his country. You know, he's got a number of women in his cabinet, people of color, people who come from every walk of life in Canada. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, Trump obviously has built his cabinet with people born of a silver spoon. How do you think that the American people really haven't noticed the lie when one guy like Trudeau is standing next to another like Trump?
Well, you know, I think there's California, there's New York, there's Massachusetts, there's Connecticut, and then you get the states where he won. And the question, and the question is, how are they taking it? Could you try to go into maybe a Superman or Batman comic? Could you try to transform yourself into one of the voters who voted for Trump? Would he or she who voted for Trump like what they saw today when the Trump references to the common person, the common man, when we know very well that people, as you say, in the Trump cabinet are hardly that. But he's saying that they're going to represent the people who don't have anything. And you say, I don't believe it, right? Hello? Hello? Well, we lost Mike. I am so sorry, Mike. We lost you, and I don't know what happened there. Okay. So we'll go to Jeannie in New York. Okay, Jeannie in New York, you're on, Jeannie. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeannie.
Hi. Yes, I was glad to hear President Trump talk about opening arms to people coming into this country, and the fact that he used the expression common sense as far as our immigration issues and boundaries are concerned. He's talking about the idea that we should not be allowing drug dealers and criminals to come into this country, and that people should be applying legally. And that's the beauty of this country and the fact that we are made up of such a melting pot of immigrants.
Yeah, yeah. But in the meantime, he's been sending out his people to pick up people here who are illegals, and basically saying these people are criminals. So I had a guy on the show this morning Congressional Corner, who was making the who's a pro-Trump guy and saying give him time, you know, the whole give him time thing, and also saying that Trump is is a guy who is only picking up criminal types. And I said, what about that lady who, you know, walked in there to report to the same people she'd been reporting to all these years, and they took her out and they put her in a thing and they took her away to Mexico? Because he had been saying, the Trump person who had been making the argument, it's for heinous criminals. So you're not reassured about that part of it, are you? I mean, sounds to me like...
I actually am, because by virtue of the definition of a criminal, if you're breaking the law, if you're in a country illegally, that's breaking the law. Although it seems innocuous, I know a lot of people who have worked very hard to become U.S. citizens.
Yeah. But so what about the 12? What about 12 million people who are here? What are you going to do with 12 million people and their children and their husbands and their wives? What are you going to do with them?
I think there's a lot of mass hysteria and rhetoric through the public media, because I don't see this happening to people that I know, and these cry rooms that are being set up in our colleges, it's a coddling of the American people. It's a dumbing down.
But Jeannie,
of the American people.
Jeannie, of all those people that you know who are here undocumented, right? Is that what you meant?
Both.
Yeah.
People who have come through the system legally and appropriately.
Now, are you telling me that those people who are here undocumented aren't worried about what's going on?
Well, certainly they are, but it's up to them to responsibly apply appropriately the way other people have. And the focus is not on those people. Yes, they'll be held accountable, but the focus is on criminals, particularly violent criminals and drug dealers. As a taxpayer, it's an aberrant thing that a taxpayer has to pay for an illegal immigrant's laws fees, that we have to pay for their prison fees as they're sitting in prison being fed by the United States after they've committed, as you said, heinous crimes.
No, I didn't say heinous crime. I think that this woman who they took away and, you know, after having reported for years, was certainly not guilty of a heinous crime. But then you changed it to say anybody, I think, Jeannie, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you said anybody who comes into this country illegally is a criminal. Didn't you say that?
Isn't that a crime?
But what's the difference between a heinous crime, Jeannie, and...
I wasn't referring to them. I was referring to a criminal that is in prison for murder or rape, and they are an illegal immigrant, and that as taxpayers, we are paying to house them, feed them, and for their attorney.
And all I can say is I know so many people who are in that boat and who are the backbone of their communities doing the work a lot of other people wouldn't. And we see that quite frequently from the people who need help on their farms and other places. But Jeannie, I appreciate your call. I really do. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, let's go to very quickly a one-minute call to Mark in Ferrisburg, where everybody goes around in a big wheel. Go ahead, Mark. You're on, and you only have a minute.
I love your show, and we have fair and equal trade with Canada. And I was wondering if there's any possibility that we could trade Donald Trump for Justin Trudeau.
How would that happen? Sort of like in Monopoly.
Just like
I'll give you Marvin Gardens for Ventnor Place, that kind of thing.
Oh, it'd be smooth. You could still have the tea on the airplane.
Yeah, it would.
But I love your show. Have a great day.
It would be smooth. Thank you very much. Well, folks, that's it. I hate to say it, but that's the show for today. We're out of time. Thanks again for joining us on the Vox Pop. Our engineer has been the incomparable Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Joe Makowitz. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis, who also has become an IT guy. I'm Alan Chartok. Tomorrow we are switching things up, having a Medical Monday, Medical Tuesday. Dr. Douglas Tooman of Hudson Valley Foot Associates will be in the studio to take your questions on podiatry. So tune in tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned now for a news update.